God, I miss Irish goodbying so bad.
Oh my God, I would Uber. I would exclusively Uber home alone. I always made sure
Same.
I would Uber somewhere.
Sometimes I would Uber home by myself. Like that was definitely a thing if I was like out like somewhere pretty far. But if I
Would you
was
just walk back by yourself?
no, Nicole, I would run.
You would sprint home.
Sprint home. If I was within a 5 mile radius, I would take my shoes off.
You would
And I would
run
sprint home in Los Angeles at like 3 a.m.
barefoot.
barefoot. I was like a dog, tongue out, hair in the wind.
Just hair in the wind,
God,
yeah,
I miss that
baby.
feeling. Oh, I miss
Oh
it
my God,
so
I'm
much.
also a drunk runner. Not a 5 mile drunk run back home, but like if someone was like, we're going to the next bar that's down the block, I was like, see ya.
God, I'm so nostalgic for literally causing my friends and family
To be
to fear
so
for my
worried.
life.
Mystic balls.
Hey. Oh, wait, sorry.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, Cheyenne.
What's up?
Not much. We have a special guest star today on the pod.
Your margarita.
My margarita and my puppy, who's actually just a
Deucey.
full-grown dog at this point.
He's a man.
He's literally a man. He's huge.
Did you give him like any like?
Yeah, I gave him some sedatives before we started
Okay, yeah, I was gonna
recording. Yeah.
say,
No,
God, I wish you'd give me some sedatives before we start recording.
we both shared a marg and he's just straight vibing now.
So yeah, going back to what we were talking about before I started
Yeah, we're talking about getting laser hair removal. I'm super
getting Nicole, I'm
pro.
bullying Nicole into getting her asshole lasered.
It needs it, but it's just like the time, dude, because you have to go for so many sessions. I guess it's not the worst thing.
If you're getting your bikini area, it literally takes like less than 5 minutes.
Holy shit. And if you're getting your bikini, you might as well just get everything. I mean, if that's like your preference, I suppose.
Wait, what do you mean by everything? Every
Isn't a
other part of your
bikini.
body, or do you mean everything as in like the rest of your like genital area?
The rest of your vagine. Like, isn't a
Oh,
bikini
yeah.
just the like edges
Oh,
and
I
then you
guess.
could get a Brazilian or
I meant
whatever?
Brazilian.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, I have pulled up
5 minutes?
for you. It literally it takes hardly any time because all I have to do is just shoot the laser everywhere. It hurts less than waxing. Have you gotten a wax?
I've only gotten one in college and it was so painful, dude. I bruised. I had like full bruises, and that was from European Wax Center. Not to like dox European Wax Center, but I don't know. I would not
Wait,
go there
European
for.
Wax Center has fucked me up before.
They fucked up my eyebrows like way bad.
These chain stores, these big, that's big wax for you.
Yeah, that's a big wax. Dude, you have to go to these like sweet little underground, like they know what they're doing. You tip hella well.
I went to this lady in college who literally was working out of the closet of a like a Supercuts. I forget,
What did
God,
you
I
trust
forget
her to
her
wax?
name.
Your eyebrows and
Oh
stuff?
no, my
Your mustache?
genitals.
Oh my God, did you do a great job?
She said that she did it. She did it the good old fashioned Serbian way, which
What
meant
does that
that
mean?
she used
The
the
strips.
strips.
Right.
And like literal baby powder, which obviously we all know is linked to various
Cervical cancer.
cancers.
Yikes. So horrible. Johnson and Johnson, what are you doing?
Thanks for the vaccine, though, or I guess. But yeah, this woman, I forget her name. We said I love you to each other. I went to her for so long. And she, yeah, I just like really liked her. I think we had like a weird bond because she had seen me spread eagled that much.
Totally.
And I guess I like she was it was such a cheap service that I would tip her
Like
like
40% or
50%.
something.
So Yeah, I miss her.
I hope she's doing
I
well.
hope she's okay. I hope she's still able to run her small business.
True. Yeah, her like closet.
In her closet.
Yeah, her
It
closet
literally was a closet,
business.
dude. I kid you not. Or like we both couldn't stand up in there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where the best sort of
Yeah, no, and it was, I knew
services
it.
are.
I knew about it because I
'Cause
knew
they
a bunch
have to do a
of
good job. They don't have
girls
to.
who had gone.
Right.
But yeah, anyways, like love her so much. Hope she's doing well, but I am really glad that I did laser.
Got laser,
It
yeah.
honestly, it hurt way less. It took less
Yeah.
time.
Yeah.
The ingrown hairs were gone.
Well, and I mean, from like a cost standpoint, dollar per
Yeah,
like
like do you want to
use.
rent or do you want to
Do
own?
you want to own it? Right, exactly.
I
And I
want to
feel like
own.
if you have money for that down payment, why would you not?
Exactly. It's like a car. But I have a list of the different areas of your body that you can get lasered.
Oh, yeah.
And I
Totally tell
also
me.
have the names that they this particular place that I went to gave them. So
Okay.
for example, the full bikini, aka Brazilian, which is the service that I got, is titled When Harry Met Sally. Harry spelled the way you think. Another one of my favorites is you can get your abdomen lasered.
Shit, I need that. I have a nice little happy
No, they
trail.
have one for Happy Trail and it's called Treasure Trail,
Oh.
but abdomen, like your entire stomach, you can get lasered, and that is called Hunger Games.
Oh my God. That's like kind of
Yeah,
demoralizing.
no, trust me. And then your lower back is Lady and the Tramp. Just bikini
Jeez.
line is titled Princess Diaries. I feel like that has a little bit of a misogynistic, like valuing purity
Sure.
undertone. Like if you only get your bikini line done, you're more chaste, thus you are more princess adjacent. Thoughts on that?
I'd have to agree.
Let's see what else is there. Buttocks.
The Lady and the Tramp thing is really getting me. Also, God, I mean, let's talk about being grateful for a second. I don't have lower back hair.
Yeah, let's three things we're grateful for. Number one, not having lower back
Like,
hair. Number two, not having there's shoulders.
oh, and maybe do you think men get laser hair removal? I mean, I guess women have shoulder hair. Like, hair does not know
That's
gender. You know
called
what I
two for the
mean?
money, in case anyone was wondering. There's the back of the neck that is called Clueless.
That's
The
cute.
front of the neck. How would you have hair?
Y'all got a hairy neck or
That's
what?
called whiplash. Wait, front of the neck, so your throat.
I mean, I have like some nice chinnies growing, but
No,
like
but there's one
that's
for chin, and that's called
pluckable.
no strings attached, by the way. You can get
Wow,
your
no weapon.
full face done, and that's called the money maker.
Can you imagine them like in the back
Whose
room,
face
just
is the
like
money maker? Let's be honest.
mine? What do you
No, your boobs are the money maker. Come on.
really? Well, your ass is the money maker if we're
Do you see what
objectifying
I
each other
mean?
tonight. Yeah, okay. Facts. Mad
Thank you.
facts.
Upper lip, that's what I'm getting done because I have a really intense mustache. I could grow a better mustache than like half of the boys that I know.
You can't. I mean, okay,
No, you
listen.
haven't seen it not
I
taken
haven't seen it in
care of.
its like full glory 'cause mine is super prominent.
Well,
'Cause I got that pale skin
you can
and that
get
dark
this.
hair.
It's called Never
Well, maybe
Been
I will.
Kissed, which is basically where I'm at right now,
Whoa.
so that's
You've been
fitting.
kissed probably recently. More recently than I.
Is that true? That's like hardly ever true.
I know. Well, I'm really in a dry spell at the moment. Oh my God, I want to talk about Gabby Hanna. Has she been popping up on your TikTok
Whoa.
page?
No, not really. What's going on with
Oh my God, I don't
Gabby?
know. She's just like back in the
She's such
internet.
a little gremlin. I feel like she resurfaces every like couple years.
No, exactly. She kind of had a hiatus for a bit, and now she's back and just like mad
What
posting
is
on
she back about? Did you
every
ever read
site. Her
her
poems.
poems? Yeah.
They're popping up on my Twitter, and I have. They're so intense and so scary and like not good.
Oh my God. I just looked her up. 2 days ago, there was Gabby Hanna poetry drama explained. She's having poetry drama. I've never heard of poetry
You're
drama.
not in that, you're not in that sweet poetry ring.
No,
No,
I'm
listen,
not.
she like posted this picture of her like hot body, which like, oh my God, more power to her. She's been like working out, eating healthy.
She has a song called Shut Me Up.
Yeah, but she posted this
Okay.
picture and she was like, just a friendly reminder, I can fuck your brother and your dad, your ex, or like something like that. And
It.
everyone was like,
What's wrong with
whoa.
that?
I guess nothing, but like, my God. I don't know. It's just so intense. It's just intense.
Didn't Lil Nas X say something of the sort to Kent State Gun Girl?
Oh my God. Yeah,
Not to
he
call out a
did.
double standard in defense of Gabby, Hannah.
I think it's Hannah, but what do I know? Yeah, no, Lil Nas X was in the right, though, because that was. He had been shot upon before making that
Right. She
exclamation
just came
versus Gabby
out of
Hanna just like
nowhere.
fabricated
She
this.
came out
Like,
of
what were.
2016 and was like, "By
Yeah,
the way,
she's like, I have abs now and I can fuck your ex.
dad." I'm sorry, I'm reading her Twitter right now. A lot of it is about like mental health stuff and like personality disorders, so I can't say any I can't
Does
say
she have
any
that
leaves.
profile picture though, where, with the writing on her face?
Yeah.
She spelled irrelevant wrong on like straight across her forehead.
That's too bad. She said, before I take a bath, she posted this picture of her bathtub with, like, literally, she has a bath tray, and there's so many candles on it, and they're all lit, and they all look like they're scented differently. Like, one is red, one is orange, one is green, with, like, a pine leaf looking picture on it. I think people are paying attention to the wrong thing. That's
Well, listen, I
disgusting.
mean, she's got to just be a product of like some sort of public relations stunt,
I'm
right?
talking about
Because
the candles.
I understand. I'm talking about her as a
I
whole.
want to talk about the candles. That's
It's
unhinged. Thank
unhinged. It's
you. I just wanted
insane.
to be recognized.
I
She.
honestly will say though, I will light two different scented candles just to like kind of round out the
Just to give
vibes, you
yourself a
know?
headache.
Yeah, I just like having migraines.
Have something to complain about.
It doesn't faze me, but like I won't do it around you. This is duly
Yeah, write
noted.
this down. I also don't like, if you must know, I also don't like when people light scented candles while I'm eating. Or like at the dinner table, they light
Whoa,
scented candles. It
really?
messes with my palate. How am I supposed to eat like I don't know, like fettuccine Alfredo while I have like sweet pea from Bath and Body Works all up in my palate.
First of all, if you own a sweet pea candle, throw it
I was
away.
just trying to
Throw it
say something that
away.
we could all relate to, but do you
No,
see what I mean? You're really not
I
supposed
hear
to
what you're
light
saying.
scented
I hear what you're
candles while I'm
saying.
like, your smell has
Eating.
so much to do with like how things taste.
Totally. I hear
Like, I guess
you.
if I'm eating
I
like a
see
bowl of
you.
oatmeal, it's
No, you're
fine.
seen. Can you imagine eating a bowl of
With a
oatmeal and
lighted
it's like,
candle.
let me just light this candle for our
That's
oatmeal
like something I
meal.
probably would do, honestly. That's like such a weird depression thing to like
No,
romanticize like your
dude.
shitty meals. Like,
I love a depression oatmeal meal.
oh,
For
I love a good bowl of
sure.
oatmeal for
Oh my
dinner.
God, I
Oatmeal
would
for
eat
dinner is like
oatmeal.
peak depression,
Oh my
but it's
God.
like good.
But it is good and nutritious. I mean, you're getting like some
Throw some
hearty
raisins in there.
nutrients.
Yeah.
I'm like a little brown sugar, a little almond milk. I like it sweet. I got my vaccine, baby.
Sorry, I'm still looking at Gabby Hanna's Twitter. Congrats.
Got your second one though. How
I
do you feel? Do you
did.
feel
I feel. F
what? Tell me exactly how you feel, Cheyenne.
Oh, do you want me to say the joke that you've heard so many
Yeah,
times?
say your
Poor
joke.
Nicole has heard me say the same joke to probably how many like individual people do you think I've said it?
I mean, genuinely, probably like six different people because you keep saying the same joke to different people, but
Because
I'm
it's funny.
because it's so funny and I made fun of her
Work
last
smarter,
night.
not harder. But I tell it's different
I recycle
variations of
jokes.
it, I
I
guess.
recycle jokes all the
Listen, all I
time.
said was that I'm feeling really good after my vaccine. I'm feeling incredibly enthusiastic about the new Mac iOS update. Or sometimes I say about I feel really enthusiastic about 5G.
It's funny every time. No, and it was so genuine when I
I don't
told you
know about
that.
the
It is.
Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah, just really feeling Tesla.
I'm like, it's super nice now because I can like, instead of having to like sp tell like speak out a task for Alexa, I just think it.
Yeah.
So instead of being like, Alexa, play
Deja vu
play Deja Vu
by
by
Olivia
Olivia
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo. I just in my head think
You're
about
like,
how
I
I
would
want
really like to
Alexa to do,
hear.
and she does it. So I would encourage everyone to do your part. Get chipped. I
Stop
mean,
the spread.
vaccinated.
I mean, vaxxed, yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
stop the spread. Listen,
Buy an
we're already
iPhone.
being tracked. Contact tracing is a thing. It has been for years. Just make it
How do you think,
easier for them.
like, how do you think Instagram knows that you're looking for the perfect dress to your friend's wedding that you were invited to and you thought you were going to be a bridesmaid and it turns out you're not a bridesmaid and now you have to find a dress because you thought you were going to be a bridesmaid but you're not? And Instagram just happens to know that and then
Wait,
is like linking all these cute
Nicole,
dresses.
what happened?
Okay, well, we have a really, really good episode. This is our second to last one.
God, I'm ready to just absolutely worship Isabel with you.
Dude, shut up. I literally the whole time was like, I'm pretty sure she's supposed to be the villain, but I'm
Yeah,
obsessed
I
with
want a whole
her.
spin-off of just her.
Oh my
She's
God.
amazing.
What a hashtag girl boss. Dude,
Yeah.
she freaking rocks my socks. Every line, every appearance, I was like, Isabel, you are serving right now.
Yeah, she. I looked up the actress. Her name is Mia Kirshner. I looked her up. She's had an illustrious film career.
What else has she
Truly.
been in? Would I know her from anything?
She was a regular cast member in The L Word,
I haven't seen the L Word. I feel like I should
which
watch the L Word. I think it's on Netflix.
I don't know. I'm not gay.
I don't think you have to be gay to watch
Just kidding.
The
I'm kidding. No, I've heard it's really good. It's just like a little, it's like just a tiny bit before our time, I think. Like, I don't, it was in
It totally was.
2004 to 2009, but apparently it's
Oh,
great.
damn. Okay.
Well, I mean, first of all, the episode is literally titled Isabel, which
It's all,
really lazy
yeah,
on their part, but because I really
fitting.
like Isabel, I'm like, yes, like, title
Yeah, totally.
role.
Totally. So yeah, we ended our last episode with Alaric at the Mystic Grill. He's sh having a drink. He hears Isabel. She calls his name. She's there. This is the first time Alaric has seen his late dead wife.
His late dead wife.
And she's alive, obviously.
Incorrect. Well, sort of. She's undead, if you will.
She's undead. Correct, correct, correct.
And she's hot. She's very hot. This is kind of a common theme in the show, is that people get way hotter when they become vampires.
With the exception of
Vicky?
maybe Damon and Stefan, because
Oh.
pre-vampire dude, but that could
Yeah,
just be the
no.
times.
That's
That could just be the times.
true. No, you're right. I thought you were gonna and Vicky also just looked so beat when she was a vampire. RIP
More
though.
so than when she was on like freaking
Yeah, I guess she just like always
methamphetamines.
looked pretty bad, but
Pretty rough.
yeah, but Isabel,
Looking that hot, like how dare you, Isabel? He's about to act up, but he's
He's
not about
about
to
to
act
act
up
up.
because
He's actually
he's
really
so
shocked.
mad at her.
It's actually a pretty serious moment.
And Alaric is basically like, why the fuck did you leave? Why did you become a vampire? I can't believe you do this to me. And Isabel was like, you know what? Like, it's something that I wanted. And in my defense, I thought that you would mourn me and then move the fuck on. And instead, you decided to search for me for 2 years, you absolute
Kind of
psycho.
gaslighty. She's like,
I
you're
mean,
crazy for that.
she's like, how dare you miss me, you idiot?
I mean, you can imagine that Alaric has thought and dreamed about this moment for so long, like actually seeing her again, like knowing what happened, seeing her in the flesh, being able to ask her his questions, and honestly, worst case scenario for him, she shows up looking so hot. She's glowing. She looks better than ever. And she basically says to him that it was exactly what she wanted and that she's like doing great. And that he's psycho for looking for her for this long.
And she's not
Just like a
even there
big
to.
pie in the face for,
It is. And she's not even there to be like, how are you doing? Like, I just want to apologize. She's literally there to ask Alaric to set up a meeting with
Which she
Elena.
write she just like writes her information on a napkin and gives it to him. It's like very one and done. She doesn't really stick around to ask him.
Dare I say, she's so blasé about the whole
She's
thing.
blasé. You said
She's
it.
just super blasé. And Alaric's like, what the fuck, you think I'm gonna do this for you? Or I guess, yeah, and then he
What does he say
leaves.
to her? He calls her a selfish bitch.
He calls her a selfish
Selfish
bitch,
bits.
selfish bits,
He
and
goes to his
I,
car.
yeah, he like goes to his car and Isabel follows him, obviously. And she's like, ha, like, if you don't set up this meeting with Elena, totes, fine, but I will kill all of your students. So,
Good for her.
manipulative girl boss, baby. We love
Gaslight
we love
gatekeep girl boss. She's literally gatekeeping the lives of his students.
Listen, the blood's on his hands. This is balls in his court, baby. You want me to say? So
Jeez.
that's that scene. Isabel's
Sorry,
back.
Alaric, but I'm on Isabel's.
And
I'm on
he's like such a whiny
Isabel's
little
team.
crybaby. Ugh, God, I hate
Did you say he's a
them.
horny little crybaby?
Whiny little
Oh, I was like, I wasn't
crybaby.
really getting horny energy from him, but maybe. It must have
No, he's.
crossed his mind for a second. Or
Yeah,
not.
maybe.
I don't know. Maybe other people
I
are
think he
like
was
more
just like.
mature than
He feels
that.
so scorned. I think it might be hard for him to push past that, but she did look. She was a 10. I mean,
Yeah,
I'll say it.
she's a 10. She's
So, and he is
crazy.
a man. He's a
She's a
mere
10.
man. So.
Back to Mystic High we go. Poor Alaric is there. I'm assuming the next day he's in a pretty bad mood. God, there's always some weird fucking event going on, but there's like a Founders Day parade of
Parade.
some sort. They're all in
Yeah.
charge of making floats, which does is this ever something that people actually do? I feel like this is like a myth that is only in TV shows. Like I've never
Yeah, like teen
The
dramas.
only time I've ever even seen a float in real life was like at Mardi Gras.
No,
Like I don't think high
I
schools do
think
floats.
Our high school does do like a homecoming
Our high
day
school
float. Yeah, don't they? I don't know.
did
I
a
wasn't really
float?
involved with the. Yeah.
Where the hell were we?
Probably just, I don't know, creating Lord mashups. To be honest.
We were sewing fucking shitty petticoats for the costume department.
Ugh, we did make a Lord mashup
We
once, though,
did.
which
We
was,
did. It was pretty good.
dare I
It was
say,
good. I understand why we didn't get picked for the talent show, but I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was really
We were
good.
doing
I'm
the
gonna be
cup thing, weren't
honest.
we?
We were doing the cup thing. We were
Yeah,
doing the
that's
cup
too
thing.
bad.
Whatever.
We probably didn't need to do that. Okay, so I guess shit, I guess floats are a thing, but they're doing that. That's all. That's it.
They're doing that, and Caroline's sort of like
As
spearheading this
usual,
homecoming day float because she was the Miss Mystic Falls,
she wants to
Miss
do a
Mystic Balls, if you
Gone with the
will.
Wind themed float,
Yeah,
which
that's true.
feels
Sort
not
of
great.
Civil War-y, but.
It is Civil War-y. I just it doesn't feel just doesn't feel great. But Bonnie's bangs are
Yeah.
looking better, which is good for her. It's kind of like
We
they heard us.
I literally have a note that says, "Fuck, dude, the bangs are so bad."
Oh shit. Okay. Well, agree to
So,
disagree.
agree to disagree.
Yeah,
She looks like she has
jeez.
a half bowl cut in the front. It looks
That's
horrible.
kind of what bangs
Whatever.
are.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong on that. 100%.
Shit, never thought of it that way. In case anyone's wondering, I kind of wasn't. Matt's still mad at Tyler for making out with his mom. I think you should get over it.
I mean,
Tyler's just
honestly,
a
yeah,
high school
like,
boy. He doesn't have any control over that.
he doesn't have any control, and Matt's mom is a whore. Like, I don't know why he's so
Like, put two and two
pissed.
together, Matt, you idiot. At some point, Elena calls Stefan and Damon picks up, and they have a conversation where, if you recall the last episode, Stefan had a complete fucking meltdown and almost killed himself by taking his ring off for the sunrise so that he would so that he would burst into flames.
Do you guys remember that? You guys
Does
remember
anyone remember
that?
that? Anyways, so Damon picks up and Elena's like, "Oh, I was like meaning to call Stefan, but like, how is he?" And good news, despite literally wanting to set himself on fire the last episode, Stefan is back to normal and doing great. It's literally like
And by
nothing
great, I
ever
mean
happened.
he's so obsessed with Elena, he's tripping over himself trying to like follow her around. But he's doing well.
I just Elena probably feels so, as a 16-year-old girl with Play-Doh for a frontal lobe, she probably feels really great that Stefan's doing so well and probably thinks it's like her own, the pep talk
Yeah.
she gave him and whatnot. I'm sure she's
Yeah, she
getting
like she drew him out of this like deep, deep depression wherein he
her
literally almost
alone.
killed himself,
Yeah.
her alone,
That's how
and
it
no one else could
works.
have done it. And they know each other, babe. They're soulmates.
The soulmates in it. I mean, listen, what a high. There's no better high than convincing yourself that you're the sole reason your high school boyfriend lives to see another day. Inject me with that, baby.
Dude, there is
Moderna, who?
literally
Put that in my
no better
veins.
feeling. 100%.
So yeah, problem solved. Stefan's
So
gonna stay
yeah.
alive.
But yeah,
Great.
Elena and Damon have that little phone call, which is, I don't know, they're just like they got really close after Stefan had his
That
meltdown,
really brought them
and
together.
yeah, they're coming together as friends. Elena and Bonnie are in a fight, which Caroline's sort of in the
Yeah, I
middle of
forgot to
because
even mention that because it's boring.
it is kind of boring, but it's worth noting that
It is.
Caroline is like very aware of the tension between her literal only two other friends. And she's like, "Tell me what's going on." And Bonnie's like, "I can't, I can't." But she's still really mad at Elena. And they haven't spoken, I don't think. So that kind of sucks. I hate to see two besties fighting, man. I hate it.
I never seen two pretty best friends.
I
Them
never seen.
always gotta be ugly.
I haven't heard that audio in a while. I'm gonna look that
That
up
guy's
after
really
this.
scary. I feel like he looks like he could just pop out at any time, anywhere.
No,
You know?
some of his most recent TikToks have been like pretty woke. So I'm kind of
Give me an
team pretty best
example.
friends.
Give me an example.
Do you want me to pull one up?
Sure. I got
Shit.
nothing but time.
Shit. You're about to make me pull out my
Make you
freaking
act
cuss
up and
bar.
pull out some TikToks to show me.
Okay, his name's J. Scotty. J.R. Scotty. I knew that.
Do you think he'd come on the pod?
I think he would. Dude, he has 2.2 mil
Holy
on
shit.
TikTok. That's insane. Okay, this TikTok, his last posted one. Let me
Okay.
listen to it. If we in a relationship tink a butt, when I'm sleepy, you need to be sleepy too. Night
You were like, no, Cheyenne, he actually has a lot of great, like, political and intellectual commentary. Like, you don't understand, like, people aren't taking him seriously, and then you
Wait,
pull out
listen.
that shit.
His shut up. His second to last one literally says George Floyd isn't a quote wake up call. The same alarm has been ringing since 1619. Y'all just keep hitting snooze.
Okay,
Facts.
yeah. J.R. Scotty,
So
he said
he said it.
it. Okay, yeah.
So
I support. I guess I'll throw him a follow.
shit.
Shit. Okay, I misjudged him. Okay, so Alaric pulls Elena and Stefan, and he's like, "Can you guys like meet me in my history classroom?" And then I guess he called or texted, or I don't know. I am
Yeah, are they on like
Damon.
a text
They're
basis, do you
definitely in a group
think?
chat. Do you
Just
think their group chat's called?
the blood emoji.
God, yeah, that's heinous, but probably none of them are that creative. Elena, of course, is like noble as fuck, and she's like, I have to go meet with her. Like, it's.
But it's her like real
Yeah, she's
ass
acting like it's
mom.
completely selfless. I'm like, you want to meet your birth mom.
Yeah,
You're
damn.
curious, just be honest. Damon's being all like protective and is like, you don't have to meet her. Oh, I did write this down. This was really funny. Elena's like, I don't have a choice but to meet her. She's threatening to go on a killing spree. And Damon goes, oh, I take it that's not okay with you guys.
He's like not
He's
chill.
like, so is that like
He's like, we
which
hate
moral
you,
high
all
ground are
right?
we standing on today? Because we go on a lot of killing sprees, so.
Yeah, as they have like a body count of like
Yeah, he's
30
like, that's funny because
plus.
Alaric and I, like, 2 episodes ago killed about a dozen people, but I guess it's not okay when someone else does it. Okay, an injustice has been done. They did not include. I'm like, I shouldn't complain about Wikipedia, which is a free service and it's providing a lot of knowledge to a lot of people around the world,
I have
but
a lot of complaints, but
I have a
yeah.
complaint. I actually had to do work. I had to type. I had to use my critical
Me
thinking
too.
skills
Me too.
because they did not include the best scene. Maybe that's happened in the Vampire Diaries so far.
I agree. They just like didn't include it.
Isabel is in some random foreclosed mansion.
Mansion.
She is hot. We've said it before.
So hot.
Also, quick
She
side note on her
is.
IMDb page and her like trivia, it says often plays unsympathetic yet attractively sinister lesbians.
Whoa. Whoa. Wait, is Isabel a lesbian? Well, she can't be because she later
Not really in
finds.
this show, but I thought that was really funny. I want someone to say that about me.
But so she's in this mansion
Correct.
in which John comes to visit her. But Isabel is just she's in her mansion.
She's on like
She
a
has
chaise lounge of some
she's
sort.
on a chaise lounge. She's compelling two random strangers to question mark suck her pussy and do her bidding, I guess.
We can only assume, but in the show, they're like grinding on each other and making out in like underwear. It's some
And
hot
she's like,
French jazz singer and what she
a gay
describes as a gay
cowboy.
cowboy from Amarillo
And she's like a voyeur, just observing them
for
slow
now.
dance. For now, she was just warming herself up, I
This is
guess.
hilarious. John goes, gay? And she goes, well, not gay right now.
Because she's compelling him.
She's compelling him out of his sexual orientation. That's not that woke of her.
I mean, no, but like, if
But
you
like
could
pop off. No,
compel.
listen, gay, if I could compel Anthony from Queer Eye to
I could
not
compel
be
Anthony from
gay,
Queer
I
Eye.
would do it. I would do it in a
Dude.
heartbeat.
Anthony
I
from
would do it
Queer
every
Eye
day for the
and
rest of my
I.
life.
In love, honey. I mean, the man is just
God,
a
he's
perfect
gorgeous.
specimen, but whatever. That's a story for
Yeah,
another
different
day.
podcast. I love that she says that she's teaching. They're like her two little Sims. They're like her Sims. She's
Yeah.
teaching them French.
She's teaching them French. It is interesting to know, like, if you are immortal, you wouldn't have any sort of regard for human life, you know? So
Yeah, she doesn't
I
give a
feel her.
fuck.
She doesn't give a
She's treating
fuck. And
them like Polly
honestly,
Pockets.
who could bl they're her Barbie dolls that she's simply manipulating, and who could blame her?
She's probably bored. I don't know. Anyways, and then I don't even remember. Like, I was so clouded by the
Sex
like
scene.
sexual panic I was having
Right?
from this, that I don't really remember what even was said between John and Isabel, but basically the takeaway is that they're in cahoots, which we already
Yeah.
knew.
Yeah. But
I
they're super
don't
in cahoots
know. At one point, he like disagrees with her about something, and she bitch slaps him so hard that he falls over.
this is when the invention comes in.
Oh God, the
So
fucking
she tells
invention.
John the invention, which I hate that they call it that. It sounds
It's
literally
so
so
nerdy. Are you
like
not
Beauty and the
embarrassed? This
Beast.
is really embarrassing.
Brawling. But John is like, or I'm sorry. Isabel says we need the invention, and she was like, honestly, John, it's clear that whatever you have planned is not working because we don't have the invention in our hands right now. What the hell is going on? So I'm gonna take over. It's my plan now.
I'm the girl
And
boss now.
he's like, nah. And then she slaps him across the face
I loved
to the
it.
point that he drops the
He falls
ground.
against the wall and then slides to the floor. God, I
So
love her. I
I
just
love
love her.
her.
So Elena and Isabel meet at the grill. Stefan's there, like, for, I don't know, he's like her bodyguard. It's really annoying. They
Ugh, they
like
do like
mouth
this
"I
gross
love you"
thing.
to
Ugh,
each other.
dude. It like was cute, but I was also
No,
like, you didn't think it was
it's not cute
cute.
to love a man.
Facts. Are you gay, dude? Like, are you?
I wish.
Ugh, that's so tragic for you,
Not
to be honest.
I don't wish because of the discrimination I would face.
Sure.
I do wish because then I would not face discrimination. Wait. I do wish because then I wouldn't have to interact with men as frequently and in a romantic
In a
context.
romantic
But
way,
I
yeah, for
am
sure.
genuinely like a one on the Kinsey scale, which sucks.
It's so weird too, because you have your nose pierced, and that's like super gay of you.
I did have a friend tell me that I have queer energy,
You have such queer
which.
energy. You're such an ally, I guess.
Thank you for blowing smoke up my ass. I'm just such an ally. I have queer energy, but
Yeah.
like I'm not, but like I have that energy. Like I
Right.
identify as a queer woman. Should I just start identifying as that? But not actually.
I mean, queer can mean whatever you want it to mean. Like, maybe it means you're a feminist and you like men and you, but like, you're
Well, that's
not
not
gay.
queer.
Listen, I know it's not, but isn't queer
I
just
don't
kind of
know. We're
like,
asking
I'm
again. Someone with blue hair, please
gay.
let us
Name,
know.
yeah,
We're
some
calling
pixie
up
dream
to you
girl,
again.
manic pixie dream girl. Yeah, okay.
If it's
So,
relevant at all,
Elena.
I'm a Capricorn.
What's your moon rising? Dude, there's
My
so
moon is in
much with
Taurus.
astro. What does that mean? Do you identify with
The
that?
hell
Like,
if
when
I
you read
know.
about it, are you like, Yes, like this is me.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like I read anything. Like, I literally don't know myself at all. I read anything and I'm like, that's
Totally.
me.
You're like influenced immediately.
Yeah, like I don't know myself like that. I'm 23 years old. Like I don't know anything about
Yeah.
myself. I'm just doing my best.
No, true. Yeah, we're just trying to stay alive here and
Yeah,
like eat three
shit.
meals a day.
Yeah.
Shit's hard.
I just am trying to figure out like why that light keeps flashing on my car. I gotta take care of that. Anyways, they go to the grill. How did we get to that point?
Yeah, we're at the grill.
Isabel's like, wow, you do really look like Catherine. And Elena's like, thanks, I've never fucking heard that before.
Yeah, she says that verbatim, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Elena would never. I don't think she even knows what the F word is.
But Elena does get pretty ballsy. She's
She does.
like, she wants to know who her father is. Obviously, Isabel's like, I'm not telling you that. He's just some guy.
She calls him a teenage waste of space. Everyone wants to hear that about their dad. Of course, she, also, like, of course she knows Catherine. Like, all really hot, mean girls know each other. You know?
Yeah,
Like, you would.
facts.
Like, I'm sure
You
you had some
would.
really fun weekend in Cabo 3 years ago, and you've
Yeah.
been best friends ever since.
Right, but there's like some tension because you're sort of like rivals with each other, but like at the end of the day, she is your pal, but like you will drag her through the mud if she wrongs you.
Yeah, we all know him.
We all know one.
Yeah, she basically is just like, I don't really have any interest in you. I want the invention. Sorry, every
Yeah,
time
she's
I
like,
say it, I
I
feel so
hella
weird.
want the
She's like, I
she's like,
just
I
want the
hella want the
invention. Or
invention.
this, sometimes they call it the
Elena's
Gilbert device, which just sounds like they're talking about Jonathan Gilbert's penis.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
Do you agree, or am I
No.
sick?
I think you're just ill, but Elena's like, I
Cool.
don't have it. And she's like, no, I know you don't. But Damon does, and Damon will give it to you, who will give it to me.
And
So
Damon
figure.
has a thing for you, and Elena's like,
No, that's not when she says
okay,
that.
shit, never mind. Yeah, and then she's like, by the way, how do you know my uncle John? And Isabel's like, oh, he like had a big crush on me in high school, and he told me about vampires, and he's the reason why I am who I am today. Like, thanks, Uncle John.
Thanks, little John. Damn.
And then she just up and leaves. She's very brief about it all. It's very businesslike.
It's like an Irish goodbye if the person
God.
that you were Irish goodbying was
Your daughter.
literally right in front of you. And you just were like, I'm done with this conversation and le straight left. Yeah, she ran home to her
She
little
ran home to her
mansion.
foreclosed mansion. Also outside the grill, Damon and Alaric, because Elena can't go anywhere without a posse of three men with her.
Which girl, safety in numbers for sure.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm just jealous. But they're standing outside talking, and this is the first time that they address what it becomes a really, really interesting like thing in this show, which is that vampires can turn off their humanity. That's literally how they word it. They say, turn off your humanity. She's turned, they say that Isabel has turned off her humanity, which basically means that
She doesn't feel
you don't have
remorse.
to
She doesn't
feel,
feel
it just makes you a
guilt.
psychopath, essentially. Like you don't have human emotion anymore. You don't have empathy
Right.
or compassion for people anymore, which is a thing that all vampires can do.
And you can just like kind of choose whether or not you want to sort of flip that switch. And obviously, Stefan hasn't done that. He works really hard to stay pretty human in that sense.
Damon, it seems unclear, but he
Sort of
basically says that
iffy.
he's mostly there. Listen, I'd do it. I'd do it in a second. You're insane if
Oh
you
my
say you
God.
wouldn't.
Yeah, are you kidding me? To not feel guilt? Oh my God, that shit eats at my
Yeah.
soul.
Do you know how awful it is to feel like complete shit every time I use a plastic straw? Which plastic straws are arguably better than paper straws. I'm sorry. Like,
I'm
I don't
sorry
want to
to
feel that
say.
anymore. I just want to be able to use the plastic straw. Ugh.
Dude, the invention of the paper straw, I would rather just shove the plastic straw down my throat when I'm done with it. At that point, the paper straw is
Take one for the
horrid.
sea turtles and shove it down your own throat instead of theirs.
Yeah.
If I could go back in time, God, I can't believe I'm saying this on Earth Day. I'm gonna light on fire.
Oh my God, yeah. Happy Earth
Happy
Day,
Earth Day. I was
baby.
gonna say that if I could go back on time and shoot the inventor of the paper straw, I would.
And I think you should. I would support you in that decision. It's heinous.
That's so
Heinous invention.
awful. But straws are not the problem.
No, they're not.
Straws are like
Brainwash.
such a downstream effect of what's happening with like these major corporations that like none of it, like not to like totally backtrack and defend myself, but I do want to make myself clear. I care about the earth, but
Totally. But you're just a single
I'm
individual,
a single
whereas
individual and I want to use plastic straws
corporations.
sometimes.
You know what? You know what the issue is?
What?
It's big fisheries, and they're depleting our entire oceans of fish, which, by the way, is the biggest carbon sink, the ocean, and it
That's
needs
true.
fish to thrive and survive, and we're depleting it.
She said it.
And we're all gonna die. I'm sorry. Listen, I hate to be down on the pod. The earth is burning. We're all gonna die. It's not your fault if you use a straw. It's not on you,
Oh,
babe.
thanks. That will help
You're
me
down.
sleep at night. If I could flip a switch and not feel the burden of every decision I make, every fucking avocado I buy. In some way impacting someone around the world and making their lives shittier or making the earth shittier, hell yeah, I would flip that switch. And that's why Isabel is the protagonist of this show.
Amen. Retweet.
Speaking of antagonists of this show, Jeremy keeps
Ugh,
calling
God.
Anna.
Yeah, he's kind of obsessed. Well,
She's not
she
answering
isn't
because her
calling him
mom's dead.
back. Her mom's dead. She's in mourning. And yeah, she's not picking up the calls. And then this little creepy thing happens where Uncle John is like, yo, you got girl
Oof. Yeah,
probs?
that's super
'Cause.
weird. He literally says, "Oh yeah, you two are getting pretty hot and heavy, huh?"
Ew,
Uncle John, this is like the start
gross.
of a bad porn.
Yeah,
Like, "Oh yeah,
disgusting.
you and your girlfriend do it?" Like,
Yeah, how
what?
often are you guys having sex? Ew, Uncle
It's just like
John.
he
What kind of
dances around it.
question?
He's like, "If you ever need anyone to talk to about girls, like I can answer any questions you have."
Yeah, and then he
So,
makes this weird thing about, he's like, how much do you really know about Anna, Jeremy? What a weird thing to say. He's like, I know her really,
So he
really
says
well.
extremely well. I know her extremely well.
No one
Say
knows anyone
less, Jeremy.
extremely
Yeah, I don't know.
well.
There's not a thing in the world that I know extremely well. Nothing.
She won't even call you back, dude.
Yeah, much less someone I'm in a romantic relationship with. If anything, I know them hardly at all. More
Hardly at
confused every
all.
day.
Literally hardly at all. Men are a mystery, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's inquiring pretty heavily about Anna.
Okay, enough of that. Back to Isabel.
Okay, yeah,
She
perfect.
comes home to find Damon playing strip poker with her female
Minion.
sim, her female minion,
Yeah, her
which I thought
sim.
was hilarious. This scene really had me sweating.
Oh, I mean to see Damon. Shirt on but unbuttoned.
Yeah.
Pants riding low as hell.
You know they're riding low. He looks like Paris Hilton in those things.
He looks like Paris freaking Hilton in 2012 in those things.
Isabel and Damon are like really getting each other's faces. He's basically like, "Why do you want the fucking invention?" She's like, "Actually, Catherine wants it, and I know you know about Catherine." And he's like,
Yeah,
"Yeah,
she's
I
like, we're playing for the
guess."
same team, babe. Like, give me the invention.
He starts like making out with her, and then I guess he was tricking her because then he like throws her to the ground and chokes her. Very exciting.
Which, y'all, listen. His hand. You know what? I can't even say it.
It, Nicole.
His hand is around her throat, dude. And I was like, am I?
Did you have a little bit of a bisexual panic?
a bisexual panic. I had a straight ass panic. I was like, this is hot. I was like, a man being a man and a woman being a woman. That is right.
There is something so good about that. God damn it. Like, I'm an ally. I'm an ally, okay? But I love when a man's being a man and a woman's being a woman.
Yeah, I was like, choke her out, bitch. Like, okay, in any case.
Yeah, he's basically like, just so you know, like, I don't mind killing the messenger because it sends a fucking message. Also, you can tell Catherine that if she wants the...
You tell that little bitch to come get it herself.
Yeah, he calls Catherine a little bitch, which is really exciting character growth for him. He's kind of, like, starting to get over her after the past, you know, 100-something years. 200.
I don't know. They're really throwing around the word bitch in this episode. I feel a little whatever, bit misogynistic. I kind of stand for it. Like, they don't really curse unless they're calling women bitches, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm not for the eradication of the word bitch. I'm for the rehabilitation of the word bitch.
I just think, like, you can't overuse it. You know what I mean? If you're calling every woman that ever, like...
Yeah, it should be special. It should be for your special bitch. You know?
Your special bitch. Yeah. Any woman that inconveniences you, if you're just, like, throwing around the word bitch... If you're like some bitch cut me off in traffic, it's like, Jesus, yeah. Relax. You know what I mean?
No, that scares
this
me.
This feels warranted. Agreed.
So Bonnie shows up at Elena's house because she saw her crying after meeting Isabel on the grill, and she literally just walked away. Which is so rude.
She didn't do a damn thing.
She didn't do a damn thing. But luckily Stefan was there, so it wasn't a big deal. He could comfort Elena. But
yeah.
Bonnie shows up at Elena's house to apologize. Which is really big of her, and Elena basically tells her what happened, that she met her birth mother, and her birth mother is really whack and a vampire.
Yeah.
She tells Bonnie about the invention.
She didn't want to hurt the vampires, obviously, but she knew that there was something that needed to happen because they were wreaking havoc on this town. Yeah. So she took Jonathan Gilbert's quote-unquote invention, which can't do shit.
Yeah, this is so typical. Apparently, Jonathan Gilbert never actually invented anything that worked. It's just that Emily put spells on them to make them work. Based on Bonnie's spellbook, they find out that... the invention is actually a weapon against vampires, mm-hmm. and that Damon has mm-hmm. one part of it.
And there's two parts.
So they need the part that Damon has.
I
back to school. So there's the float. Back to is it a float parade? Parade float. Floats are in a parade.
Coming parade.
It's a founder's.
There's a float day. In it. There's a parade.
I don't know.
But all, like, it seems like the whole entire student body has come together to help as build usual. This freaking float.
Yeah.
As per usual.
To build Caroline's silly little Gone with the Wind float.
Yeah, which doesn't even resemble Gone with the Wind in the slightest. Not at all. But
it looks like some sort of weird boat.
Yeah, it looks horrendous. Isabel shows up at Elena's school with a posse who's, like, distributed throughout the grounds, I guess. And Elena's like, yeah, listen, I'm not going to give you this silly little invention because she knows that it hurts vampires. And
she's all about the fucking vampires.
Yeah, she's like, not my friends.
She's like, I want to continue being an accomplice to first degree murder. Thanks, though.
On many, many counts.
So many counts.
And Isabel's like, no, that's totally chill. I'm going to hurt all of your friends if you don't comply with what I'm asking you to do.
Wait, really quickly, can I just hop in and say, for those of you that are wondering, Elena is wearing a brown fitted blazer, a gray long sleeve shirt underneath, black boot cut jeans and Converse, and her ugly ass necklace. All right, carry on.
Elena doesn't really believe her, so Isabel's going to call her bluff. Did I use that correctly? Yeah. I don't think I did. But no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically, Isabel's like, okay, do you see that? that Matt is working on the float over there. I'm gonna. She knows all the names of Elena's friends and family, and she's like, "I. It looks a little shaky to me." And she gets one of her minions to like
I believe
stomp on it.
it's Gay Cowboy, actually, from
It's the gay
Amarillo.
cowboy. Oh, you're correct. You're correct.
Amarillo, Amarillo,
Probably doesn't matter. And
probably not.
he like stomps on the
The
float
Hispanic
and.
erasure speaks volumes, Nicole.
Yeah.
He basically
Do you
pin
want to
No, I don't. I'm so lazy.
He pins Matt's hands down.
And they start making skin. No,
Start
he
making.
basically he pulls some sort of rusty something under the float. Matt's under there fixing something, and it falls on top of Matt's arm like 127 hours style. It's really scary. Elena's freaked out and she
Everyone
can't do
comes r
anything because
yeah.
her mommy's holding her arm, and Stefan runs
I
to
can't believe
help.
Isabel's her mom, damn.
That was not
Dude, what
funny.
a
No wonder she's so hot, though.
cool.
I wish she was cooler. While Elena's freaking out about Matt, Isabel has one of her other, I think this is jazz singer, French jazz singer girl, kidnap Jeremy. Oh no.
No, her hot French
Oh
singer stole me.
no. And she's like, okay, give me the fucking device or I'm gonna kill your brother. And Elena's like, oh no. Yeah, so anyways,
Oh
oh no, like that. So Elena, Stefan, and Bonnie all go to Damon with like their tails between their legs, and they're like, Damon, we need the device, love. And Damon's
Yeah,
like,
please give it
no.
to us. He's like, why would I do that?
Especially now that he, I don't know who blabbed, probably Elena, because she's an idiot. She told him that it's like a weapon to kill vampires, and he's like, I'm never gonna give that to her. She's just gonna kill me with it.
Sure. But Bonnie's like, hey, listen, like, actually, here's the tea. The device itself doesn't work. I just need to remove the spell that's already on it, and it won't be able to kill vampires. So let me remove the spell and we can give it to Isabel and she won't know the diff.
So back at Isabel, John shows up and sees that Jeremy's like sitting there with his hands tied, like in a chair. And she basically sics her scary little Sims characters on him, and they start like beating the shit out of
They
him.
beat the shit out of him,
Also,
dude.
side note, remember when super long necklaces were like cool?
Yeah, I still have a few.
She has a beaded one that's so long. It's literally down to her crotch. It was like very
They're pretty
boho. Like, I think
cute.
Vanessa Hudgens
Yeah.
rocking
Like,
that
pretty
at
free people looking.
Coachella.
Yeah, for sure.
Back when Coachella happened.
It'll come back, babe. It'll come back.
What did she say? I mean, people are
Yeah.
gonna die, which
It's like
is sad.
inevitable.
But inevitable? I don't know. I probably shouldn't be doing this.
I don't know. She's like so wine drunk,
That was so
obviously.
iconic. God.
Inevitable?
Which is inevitable?
Meanwhile, the
Oh
pandemic continues to rage on for another
God, it
year.
was literally 2 weeks in. Like, we really can't blame her.
No one knew
Like,
like
it was
what was going on.
bad. It was bad, though.
Everyone was like, I think I'm gonna take up painting, and now we're all just like
Now I'm like, I
depressed
haven't felt
fully
physical touch in months.
in literal months.
Night, I was sleeping on my hand and it fell asleep. So I went to, I like grabbed it to try and wake it up, and it felt like I was holding someone else's hand. And dude, it was
Whoa.
so nice.
Do guys actually, you think, sit on their hands and then jerk off?
Is that a thing? Is that a urban
I mean,
legend or something?
I think it's like a bit for like
I don't know how. Have
early
you ever tried? Have you
2000s
literally ever tried to
kids.
move your hand when it's asleep? There's no way you could jerk off.
Yeah, it's super
No,
uncomfortable. I
I
don't
can't
know,
even move
men
my
be
hand. It hurts. I
desperate.
can't even wiggle my fingers when it's asleep. There's no way I could,
That's so
like,
true.
grip anything.
You're right. I don't know. Everyone weigh in.
Everyone hit my line. I'm curious.
John gets the shit beat out of him.
Oh yeah, I don't really know what the point of this was, but I didn't mind it. And
Yeah, I think they just threw it in to be
I
like, look, Isabel could beat the shit
Isabel's
out of this
awesome.
girl.
Oh no, they did put it in for a reason. Jeremy and John are alone at one point, and Jeremy's like, "What the hell is going on? Like, what does she want?" And John basically is like, "There's this group of vampires, aka the vampires who came out of the tomb, who they want revenge on the town." And so Catherine and Isabel and John want to kill them.
Makes
So I'm kind of
sense.
confused because aren't they kind of all on the same side?
Yeah.
In that they don't want these tomb vampires to like invade Mystic Falls. I guess just like the difference is that like Elena and Stefan and Bonnie and Damon, like they all pretend that they're really good people and then commit murder, whereas John, Isabel, and Catherine are probably just more upfront about wanting to commit the murder.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, they
It's like
all
the
be
difference between the
killing.
Republican and the Democratic Party.
Retweet, girl. Like, fair enough, dude.
So yeah, Elena, I am assuming she texted or called. Or I am Isabel, I'm not sure. She goes to meet her in the town square and give her the silly little invention so that she can save her silly little brother's life, carry on with her own silly life. And Elena's like just searching for a scrap of humanity from her birth mother, and she's like, "You were never gonna hurt him. Like you were just
It was all a big
yeah,
ruse.
you were just bluffing or whatever." And Isabel's like, "No, I was gonna kill him, but I felt pretty confident that you would get it because," and she says this in front of Damon and Stefan and Elena. She goes, "I felt pretty confident because Damon's in love with you, so he'll just like do whatever you want." And
Everyone's
it's
like,
really awkward. I was
she.
like, "She." Elena probably loves it though because she loves attention. And let's be honest, so do all of us. I'd give anything to have two brothers in love with me. I'd complain about it all day long, but I'd love
You have
it.
the hottest brothers I've ever seen. Yeah, and this like kind of starts to pose a weird dynamic because this isn't part of the agenda. They're not both supposed to be in love with Elena,
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
lest they run into the same issues as they did with Catherine. But in any case, Elena's like, she, and she's like, all right, well, I guess Jeremy's safe. Here's the invention.
She goes home, she sees that Jeremy's fine. She goes to talk to him. And he's
He's
like,
like, by the way, I read your
"Yeah,
journal.
this is so fucked up." He's like, "By the way, I read your journal and I know everything and you suck."
Yeah, he's like, you need to leave right now, Elena. Which is so savage.
Like, you read her journal, which is pretty fucked up. But to be fair, she also erased her memory, which is also fucked up. I think they should just call
Yeah.
it even.
It is called even, for sure.
Just, it's fine. Anyways, after he shuts the door in her face, Anna pops into his room and is crying. She's like, "My
Yeah,
mom died."
he does some like serious emotional labor, and he's like, oh my God, like I'm so sorry,
Doesn't
and
do
he
anything, he just
embraces
like hugs
her.
her. Which
Yeah,
is
that's
good, I guess. I don't
like that's doing a lot.
Okay,
I
yeah,
don't
shit.
even
Sorry. No,
know.
that's a lot. That's a lot.
He's a good boyfriend too, but
Are they
they're not even, no, they're not a fish,
Have
I don't
Elena
think.
and Stefan even technically agreed to be boyfriend and girlfriend?
I don't think verbally, but they do refer to each other as like, oh, my
Boyfriend,
boyfriend.
girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't know where when that like
I just, it feels
happens.
silly to describe someone that you have that much like trauma and like intense emotion with as like a boyfriend. Like that just seems so like juvenile. I don't know, like you've
Yeah,
literally committed murder
people.
with him. You're gonna call him your boyfriend?
Yeah, that is your literal partner in crime right there. So Isabel shows up
At Mystic High.
at Mystic High.
See her
Alaric is like
ex-husband.
hanging out, and she's like, "I just like wanted to say goodbye." And he's like, "What the fuck? You didn't say goodbye the first time. Why would you come by again to like say goodbye to me?" I feel like Isabel does have some compassion.
I loved this part.
Which part specifically?
This conversation between Isabel and Alaric. She does show a scrap of emotion. You can see like a little tear in her eye. She's not completely gone.
No, she's not losing it.
I mean, he's acting up, and he takes off his ring that protects him, and he takes off his vervain or whatever, and he's like,
He's like such a martyr. He's like, what are you gonna do to me? He's like, either compel me or kill me.
yeah, he
Like,
like is
I'm
trying
free of
to
everything.
prove to himself, like, he's like, if you really don't care about me, then just go ahead and kill me. You can. And she gets really up in his face and puts his ring back, and she basically says, I wanted this and I did it, and it's my mistake, not yours. And then she compels him to remember that she loved him and to also stop looking for her.
Yeah, and to forget that they had that conversation, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I thought it tied it up well, and now he's free to go schmang Aunt Jenna, which is all I want anyways, so.
True, and Jenna needs it and deserves
She does. She
it.
really
She
does.
does.
We have to end up back at the fucking Salvatore house where everyone sits around and like debriefs.
Yeah, and Stefan's like, hey, I would really love to just have a little chit chat about tonight. And Damon's
Damon's
like,
pouring his fifth glass of bourbon.
which he pounds, by the way, in one singular sip. But basically, Stefan's like, yeah, this is absolutely not gonna be a repeat of what happened with Catherine. And he's sort of staking his territory. And Damon's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Elena and I are just friends. So. She'll do anything I say, and I'll do anything she says, but like, no, we're totally just friends.
She's hot. She's hot.
She's hot, fun to say it. She's hot.
She probably thinks I'm hot. But we're just friends.
We're
You notice there,
totally
we
just
all know
friends.
that those people that like they're friends, but it's too, they're just
Sexual.
too close. Like, anytime a girl's like, he's like my brother, I know she wants to fuck him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Anytime a guy's like, no
100%.
way, like we're so close, she's like my sister. I'm like, you
Y'all are
literally thought about her so many times. You've thought about doing
totally.
it.
Totally.
You've
I
sat on
agree.
your hand and waited until it fell asleep, and you pretended it was hers. Yeah, it was really weird. He basically is just like, fuck off, I do what I want. Obviously, I'm not like gonna do your girlfriend, but that being said, it's not, he didn't take it off the table.
No, he didn't. He didn't deny that he had feelings for her. And it's like super obvious that he does. I mean, not only does Elena look like his ex-girlfriend that he's still in love with,
Yeah.
but they're so close. They spend a lot of time
She's like really
together.
nice to him and
They,
shit.
she's like gives him some sort of human decency, which makes any man fawn over you for some
Hasn't
reason.
worked out for me like that, but.
Well, for some of us, it has.
Okay,
No, I'm just
congrats.
kidding. It genuinely has not, but I mean, he's feeling it, and honestly, Elena's kind of feeling it
Yeah,
too,
she
I'm
totally
feeling.
is. She's lying to herself. Oh
She's
my God, wait,
totally
also
is.
Damon drops such a bomb. And
Yeah.
basically is like, it's obvious that Elena's birth father is John.
Yeah.
And everyone's
Yep.
like, oh my God, when like, yeah, it is obvious.
Wait, let's just think about this for a second. Elena's birth
Is
father
her uncle, which makes her
is her.
real father her uncle.
That's disgusting.
Well, no one, it's not like her dad, it's not like her uncle had sex with her mom.
I know. No, I
Well,
totally hear you.
actually, if you look at
I
it one
just.
way, her uncle did have sex with her mom.
Exactly, dude. And
Depending
I
on
was
which
just thinking
uncle.
about
Actually,
their.
both. Wait.
Both.
Oh. It's pretty
Her uncle.
twisted. But it
I'm
doesn't
just
involve
thinking
any actual
about
incest. It just sounds like
their.
it when you talk about it.
It does. But their interactions up until this
Have been
point
really creepy. That's true.
have been so weird. And to think, like, that whole time that was her dad is like.
I mean, don't most
Ugh.
people have kind of weird interactions with their dads?
No one really knows their dads. So, yeah, that's true.
Like, gun to your head, tell me what your dad does for a living. Gun to your head, Nicole.
I could not.
Like, go
100%,
ahead.
I could absolutely
Go
not. Okay, you're right. But,
ahead.
like, damn. It just, like, seemed so creepy. But anyway, so yeah, John, I guess, is, like, potentially her father, which is actually confirmed later by Isabel.
Yeah, she calls him and she
Yeah.
basically says, we're gonna do what Catherine wants. We're gonna use this invention to kill all the vampires that came out of the tomb. Also, she requests that Damon and Stefan are added to the list.
Yeah, she's like, I want them
She's
dead
like, I don't
because
want this life for Elena. And
she's our daughter
she's our
forever.
daughter, John. She's your daughter and your niece. And she's also your brother's daughter and your brother's niece. And none of us want that life for her. So,
I'm cringing so hard, but
it's
yeah,
pretty
that's
weird. Honestly, Elena's life
so.
would be better if they both died. Actually, no, she'd just find someone else to like have a really chaotic relationship with.
She would turn to drugs. Like, she would have to find this kind of high. She's committed murder.
Yeah, no, she
Murder.
would. I think you're right. Okay, the episode ends with Bonnie goes to talk to Caroline and she's like, I have to tell you something. I lied to Elena. Caroline, of course, being the messy bitch that we love, is like, what do you mean?
She's like,
And
TTT. She's like, girl. I messed up. And Caroline's like, girl, what? And Bonnie's like, well, I can't tell you exactly, but just know that I said I was going to do something and I didn't do it. And I said I was going to, but I didn't. And now Elaine is going to be pissed.
so we can assume that Bonnie didn't actually dispel the invention. She
Dude,
just made it
fuck.
float and pretended like she dispelled it.
And like put the lights out. Like, why would you do that? Fucking Bonnie with her whack ass bangs.
She her moral compass is strong, I suppose.
So she wants to. I mean, killing vampires is still murder. I guess they put her in a compromising position.
I think she's just like kind of acting out. I don't really know. Yeah, so Bonnie's kind of shady, I guess, but it just like all depends, like again with the show, like it just all depends on which angle you're looking at it from. Like if we
And
were
isn't that just life, man?
I mean shit, may yeah, maybe.
Shit, like everyone
Fuck.
has a re like no one is out here living their life like I'm gonna be a bad guy. They're just living with what they know and the best that they can do. And I think that we can all give a little more compassion when we're like judging others because lest I say it, he who's free is to make the first stone.
We're really excited for the finale. We're probably gonna get wasted. I don't know. We might,
In some
I don't know what we're gonna
capacity,
do. It'll
yeah.
be funny, so just listen, I guess. But
Yeah, tune in.
okay.
All right.
Love you, Nicole. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you, baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Mystic balls.